Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. What a perfect Christmas carol for my guest, Admiral James Stavridis, retired United States Navy, former Allied Supreme Commander of NATO, former head of Southern Command, and Rhett Rasmussen, my buddy out in California, United States Navy Academy, Naval Academy graduate, sent me word that, well, look, there are Hall of Fames and there are Hall of Fames, but the United States Naval Academy has one you want to be in, and they made their announcement of their Distinguished Graduate Award recipients last week, or on December 3rd, Major General Leah Williams, Ronald Nicole, Rear Admiral Julius Caesar, which is a great name, by the way, Admiral Cecil Haney, and there he is, Admiral James G. Stavridis, class of 1976. You're in the Naval Academy Hall of Fame, Admiral. Congratulations, much deserved, and Rhett couldn't wait to tell me about that.
Oh, that's so kind. Let me tell you, I'm so honored with the people coming in my little class, if you will, of distinguished graduates. Two of whom I know very well, Julius Caesar, and that is his real name,
I love Martin. This because you're on. You can now say Julius Caesar and I did this, and Julius Caesar and I did.
Exactly. Just don't do it on the Ides of March. Julius Caesar was a starting football player. He's big, strong. I mean, he's the guy I want as my bodyguard whenever I go anywhere. And my fellow four-star admiral out of the group is Cecil Haney, who is former commander of Strategic Command, kind of Dr. Strangelove. Two wonderful, wonderful people. The other two I don't know as well, but I looked at their bios. I'm so proud. I'm very lucky to be in that group. Obviously, they don't have a height requirement for those who know me.
Admiral, I don't want to embarrass you, but I do want to know. That's a big deal. That's like getting elected to the Heisman. That's a big deal. The United States Naval Academy honor, their graduate honors. How did you feel when they told you and who told you?
A very good friend, Admiral Mark Ferguson, who's the head of the Alumni Association, was nice enough to call me two nights ago and break the news. Another good friend of mine, another four-star, Admiral Harry Harris, former commander of Pacific Command and former ambassador to Korea, let me know about it after Admiral Ferguson. So two very close friends, people, contemporaries I grew up in and around the Navy with. So that's how it came about. It is a very nice club to be allowed to join. We only pick four, maybe five a year out of all the classes. So figure from 1950 to today, everybody's eligible. You have to be nominated. This is the best part, I think. You have to be nominated by your classmates. It's a peer award. Each class gets together, has a committee, kind of votes and nominates typically one person, maybe two a year. So it's a tough club to get membership in, and I'm beyond honored and humbled.
Well, I just think it's fabulous, and I hope that they have what, you know, you see the Heisman House ads where Baker Mayfield is opening the door, and in comes who was the quarterback down there? Tim Tebow, and they're all throwing the ball around. I hope they have a Heisman House for the Naval Academy Hall of Fame that you can just kind of relax in on game day. Are you going up to Army-Navy, by the way?
Oh, I'm not. I just couldn't get the schedule to fit together. But, you know, it's, as usual, it'll be a hard-fought game. As the saying goes, it's the only game where everyone on the field is willing to die for everyone else on the field.
And that is amazing.
You know, this is, yeah, it's a pretty special place.
There's a great
book by the sports writer John Feinstein called A Civil War about Army.
And I didn't know that.
And, yeah, it's a marvelous book. He wrote a lot about golf. A Good Walk Spoiled, another one of his books, but about golf. But A Civil War, I recommend to understand the ethos.
He wrote about Bobby Knight as well. I think he wrote Bobby Knight. Yeah, a great writer. So, Admiral, I want to get to a big deal. The China Select Committee is being stood up. Yesterday, incoming Speaker McCarthy named Mike Gallagher, Princeton graduate and United States Marine, who got his master's from Georgetown and his PhD from Wisconsin, and is a very smart guy, as its chairman. What do you want the Select Committee on China to do?
First and foremost, as these committees want to do, I want them to bring in the experts. Starting with Dr. Henry Kissinger, the absolute dean of China analysts. He's been analyzing China his entire life. His book on China, mandatory reading. But there are so many other deep experts who can be brought in, and they represent all elements of the political spectrum. So bring in the experts. Number two, I want them to focus like a laser beam on three technologies in which we are in a deep race with China. One is artificial intelligence. One is quantum computing, which is related to it. And a third is unmanned vehicles. So I want a technology piece of it. Thirdly, I want a hard look at diplomacy, alliances, how we can best construct the nexus, the web, the closely honed set of allies, partners, and friends around the world. That means bringing in our diplomats and probably talking not only to Americans but to others. How are we perceived on our China policy? And then finally, I'd want a real look at the military. That's different from the technology view. A real look at the military balance and where we are falling behind, which I worry greatly. You know the Admiral's going to say this, but in terms of naval forces, both Marine and Navy. But that's how I would bucket it, and I look for a lot of public hearings. I think Mike Gallagher, Representative Gallagher, Chairman Gallagher, is a marvelous choice for this. Let's get the smart people together and construct a strategy.
You know, when Congressman Gallagher teamed up with Angus King to run the Cyber Solarium, they had Mark Montgomery staffing that, and it became a very usable thing. I want Mark Montgomery to be part of this staff, but I want to get your sense. I'm hoping Mike Waltz is on this. I'm hoping Chris Stewart is on this. I'm hoping Seth Moulton and Jared Golden. I want mostly veterans, not exclusively, but I want serious people who are not show ponies. Do you know what I mean by that? Yep.
100% agree with it. And can I go back to Mark Montgomery for 1 second? This is a two-star retired admiral with deep expertise in all things cyber, worked at the National Security Council staff. And Mark was deep into cyber before cyber was cool. He studied at Oxford. He is absolutely a brilliant person, but he's also a master of putting the pieces together and implementing. That's what he's done for the Solarium Committee. He absolutely must be a huge part of this. And I'll close with this. He was my operations officer when I was at U.S. European Command. He is arguably the very best officer I've ever worked with in my life.
I did not know that, and that's quite high praise. So, Admiral, I've already recommended to the congressman before he was named the chairman that if he became the chairman, they schedule public hearings at night, and they ask C-SPAN to carry them all. And obviously, they're not going to talk about classified stuff, but if the American public and the broader world audience does not learn from this, it will have been wasted time. We've got an Armed Services Committee. We've got an Appropriations Committee. We've got to focus people on the adversary and educate them. The long telegram did the State Department way back when George Kennan wrote it. Do you think people would watch these hearings if they were run the right way with the right spirit and the right witnesses?
I do, and I think, importantly, the audience would be a very powerful, smart, self-selected group, if you will, Hugh. Let's face it, it's not going to be at the level of the Super Bowl coming on, but it's going to be the people who are focused on defense, who are focused on the long game. Speaking of the long telegram, I'll come back to that in 1 second. It would be the right people would tune in, and certainly it would therefore move us forward in the biggest shortcoming we have with China, which is not technology, it's not trade and tariffs, it's not our disagreements over Taiwan. Where the Chinese beat us like a drum is strategic planning. In Beijing, they have a 100-year plan, a 50-year plan, a 10-year plan. Here in the United States, we're doing high fives if we can come up in the Pentagon with a 5-year defense plan. We have got to get a long game mindset, and I think the hearings, above all, could help us do that.
You know, Admiral, you've written the Admiral's Bookshelf. You've written the Seafarer's Bookshelf. I don't have the titles correctly. What are the correct titles of those two books?
The Leader's Bookshelf and the Sailor's Bookshelf. They're both compendiums of books that I summarize and talk about that have helped me, in the case of the former, to be a good leader, in the case of the latter, to be a good sailor.
And I really love those books. I don't have them handy. I didn't remember the title, but I'm gonna ask Dwayne to do the transcript of this conversation. Would you do a reading list and just do a column on what every member of the committee and their staff ought to read? Because you just mentioned on China, and I agree. I've read that and listened to it, and Dr. Kissinger was a guest for an hour talking about it. But I would also like your list of what else people need to know about that, about what that China committee should do.
Yeah, I will do it, and I write a weekly column for Bloomberg Opinion. And I will take that on over the next week or two. I'll do it before the holidays. What a great idea. And I'll start it off with five books to understand where China is going. And I'll make one other point here, Hugh, which is that, believe me, the Chinese study us. They know so much more about us than we do about them, because we don't spend the time, invest, and build the intellectual capital. That's why this committee could be so important.
Could it be the long telegram on China?
It could. It absolutely could. Its report could be the long telegram, the long game, which is what we need to be playing with China.
Admiral James Stavridis, congratulations again on entering the Annapolis. I mean, I think that's a big deal. I've always been impressed by the sailors, so congratulations. You're the chairman of the Rockefeller Foundation, and you're all these other things, but I think this one's got to really matter to you, because that's your peers.
It put a huge smile on my face, and you put your finger on it. It's the peer aspect of this that makes me feel the best. Thank you, Hugh.
Congratulations, Admiral. All of you, look for that Bloomberg column. I'll be reading it on the air next week.